You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me this morning to tell us a little bit about her new single, Gina Malcolm, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm really well, thank you. Morena, how are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. And now very stoked to have you on the show. This is the very first time I'm interviewing you here on my Radio 1 breakfast show. But of course, you are not new to the Dunedin or New Zealand music scene at all. Please tell us a little bit about who Gina Malcolm is.
It's my alter ego. No, it's actually my middle name. So I decided to use that when I started releasing music, but most people know me as Leanne Malcolm, and from my journalism career and broadcasting over the years in Aotearoa and lots of different places. In fact, there's not many places I didn't work in that time as a newsreader or an announcer and whatever. And the most recent job I did was with Radio Central, an afternoon music show, which was so fun. Cool. And I did that 4 years, and I've also been in Dunedin working on the iconic Radio Dunedin airwaves years and years ago. So it's I love Dunedin, and it's got a special place in my heart. So it's really cool to be talking to you. So, and then the whole music thing. Well, I don't want to get too wordy and long-winded, Candace, but that sort of has always been a big part of my life. And then about 2-3 years ago, I really started kind of actually putting the whole songwriting thing into focus and working hard on that, and fulfilling a dream at a more mature age of releasing new songs, and it's been a real journey. It's been amazing.
I think that's a really special journey to take as well. And of course, everybody always says it's all about the journey, not the destination. But I think that is 100% true, because within journeys, you end up at these little small destinations and you have landed in music. I am so intrigued and so enthralled by your music style, because it's a very acoustic orientated, but you can hear all of the different genre influences in it. Now, your brand new single, it is called True. I can hear little bits of indie folk, almost a little bit of country influences, and then your beautiful vocals over the top. Please tell us a bit how this song was created, I suppose.
Yeah, right. It's interesting. This little tune, it's really, it's a little bit dark, and I suppose my taste, everything you mentioned there is 100% spot on in terms of my influences. So sort of folk, country, indie, is it called that genre they throw around these days? Is it dream pop? Kind of that meditative, sort of reflective, especially with the very first song that I put out. I was very lucky with that, because it was kind of just a little winner, really. It's called Don't Expect the World, and that had that same sort of feel that True has. And so I think that's kind of where I should keep focusing, because it feels like quite a powerful way to make songs. And True itself, well, that was a lot of my songs start with poems. I write a lot, and I write as a method of dealing with issues in my life, probably a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. So I've always kind of written down, kept journals, written thoughts. If I see something or get an idea, I'll just quickly have to acknowledge that. And so True was a poem that I wrote a few years ago. And then I sort of thought, hey, this could be a really interesting little folk song. And I started sort of strumming. What I tended to do was just, start singing it, try a few different chord samples. I am the first to admit that, my songs are pretty simple in terms of chord structure. But what I did is I approached Tom Maxwell from Kilograms, who used to play a lot in Dunedin. I'm sure some of your listeners will have heard of Tom and Sam. And he, that's how the whole music thing started. And he said, hey, because I said, are these any good? Do you think it's worth me pursuing? And he was like, 100%, let's actually go and record them, which was fantastic. So we went to Sublime in Waitaki, which is a wicked studio.
Shout out Sublime. And,
yes, honestly, those people, they're and Mads Harrop, who I think she's gigging around your area at the moment, and her whole family were just wonderful to me. You imagine how scary it was for me, but exciting, coming from a whole world of media restraint and kind of being this you know, boxed in as a newsreader, and then I could suddenly bust out. And I think this is something I've always wanted to do and always had in me, but it took a lot of years and a lot of confidence to be brave to take the step to actually start, you know, because you put yourself out there 100%. So that's kind of how True came about. But I'm really, of all the songs that I did with Adam Hathaway and the Haunters guys that we worked in at Sublime as well last July, and they were amazing as well and so fun to work with. This one kind of stood out to us. We were like, oh, this is short, but rather nice, you know. We felt it was very pared back, but we just felt it had something quite powerful to say. And it's kind of, meanings of songs are funny, eh? Because like a lot of musicians say, well, just take whatever you want from it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I like to express what inspired me. And I guess it was a case of, you know, truth is at the heart of kind of everything. And a lot of people, I think people who are not authentic and not, you know, and not being true to themselves, it kind of comes across. And I've always tried to be, I'm quite a direct person. So it was a lot about being real, you know, how can we be true to ourselves, to other people, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then kind of, yeah, it sort of developed from there. So there's a whole bunch of different thoughts going through my mind at the time. It's a bit dark, but I like that. I way veer towards more alternative than I don't know why. It's just who I am. I've always liked kind of darker music, and possibly I lean towards the melancholy as well. But I think the sad songs are the best ones sometimes. The most, you know, the most gripping, aren't they? You know, ones that move you,
yes,
kind of thing.
100%. And I'm also a really big believer in that fortune favours the brave. And I think that being vulnerable is really brave. Being authentic is really brave, because it really is just putting your heart on a platter. And that is one of the things that draws me most to your music, is how emotive you are. Like, it's very just out there, all cards on the table, anybody to see. But I think that you convey...
I think a bit too much sometimes, Candace.
No, honestly, like, you are in safe hands. I think I really admire your ability to write tracks that make the listener feel as well. I think that a lot of artists, you know, write very emotive music, but it's not really something that really plucks at your heartstrings, you know, whereas this one, like, full on slap in the bass business, like, this is pulling at our heartstrings. Has that ability to write so emotively come with practice, or did it come very naturally to you?
I think it's just me. I'm probably too honest a person in a lot of ways. Oh. And I guess I wear everything, you know, out front. Like, I don't keep a lot in. So, like, you know, I think I'm a bit of a complex person, but I'm also quite an extrovert. I'm a shy kind of extrovert, anxious at times. You know, I know all my failings and, you know, kind of typical sort of, oh, not tortured, but, you know, I think all those, when you reach deep, it brings out the best stuff, you know.
All of us are like that.
So I kind of love it, you know. Like, I mean, that song Crushing, I did it, when I listen back to it now, I think, wow, I was really not very happy. But it was a terrible time, because I was losing my mother as it was all kind of coming to being. But I mean, that song helped me. But now I feel like I'm in a nicer space, and I'm like, you know, I'm ready for something, you know, maybe not quite so intense and dark. Mm. But my, you know, a lot of my influences are like PJ Harvey and Nick Cave. And I mean, because of my age, I'm probably going to be naming people who have been around a while. I also love, like, Chrissie Hynde from The Pretenders. I love her attitude and her no bullshit, if I can say that, stance, you know, and just her. I just think it's, I love punk for that reason as well. And,
yeah,
you know, so I like a whole lot of genres, but I think for me, yeah, because the right, the, no, I just write what I just write. I just let it come out. And, like, I've got another song coming out, and it's going to kind of like, it's pretty country, but I wanted to write it country. And that was recorded with Adam Hathaway and Elmore Jones last July as well. And that is, like, you know, I was driving between Queenstown and Christchurch, and I just suddenly felt really lonely and overwhelmed with kind of, I just thought, oh, wow, I'm just, here I am, it's just me, and I'm in the middle of nowhere, there's no traffic around, and I just suddenly had this urge to sit down, and I so pulled over on the side of the road and
just handbrake on, parked.
Yeah, I've got an idea. And I was listening to a lot of Loretta Lynn and all these old country songs on the way up, and I was like, "Yeah, I want to write something really heartbreaking and and raw." And it was so great. And I just kind of sat and started writing, and then I was sort of trying to sing it on the way, and so it was quite a busy drive in the end, and it got me through a kind of a weird moment where I kind of got the wobbles. I thought, wow, I feel small in this big world, in this big space. You know how you get sometimes in really remote environments and you just feel like, wow, I'm really insignificant. I feel, and I'm sorry that was a bit long-winded, but in answer to your question, I don't seem to have any issues with letting ideas just topple out, I mean, so it doesn't always happen, but I'm also excited. Oh, the other thing I want to mention, I don't know if your listeners know Matt Joe Gow. He's a country singer. He was born in Dunedin and he's in Melbourne. But he and I are going to record a new song in May as well at Sublime, again, my favourite place in the world.
Woo-hoo.
And so I'm really excited for that. And that will be kind of country, but also a bit Stonesy and a bit Brian Jones to a Massacre. We're hoping those are the kind of influences. So who knows? I mean, I'm hoping for just loads more fun and recording this year. And hopefully what I'd so love to do is actually start, really getting sorted with a band and playing them live more, because that's what I'm missing. It's all very well writing and recording, but you want to kind of go out and see how people respond to you.
Absolutely. And I just already know you will be a fantastic live performer on tour. Where can people keep up with the brilliance that is Gina Malcolm?
Stop it, Candace. You're making me blush. They can. Please go to my Spotify page. I'd love you to check out True. And I think Radio 1's going to be playing that, which is just so fantastic. And maybe some other songs of mine too. And so you can also, if you want to see the video for the very first song, Don't Expect the World, that's on Fine Folk Music, which is and it's had a lot of views. And I'd love you to watch the video, because it's shot in the Maniototo. And I'm really proud of that. And we won the Aotearoa Webfest New Zealand Video of the Year with that clip, which is amazing. So that's Don't Expect the World. Other avenues, I guess, Instagram, and I've got a funny tag. It's really stupid. It's like, I think it's Leanne Malcolm 5602 or something.
Perfect.
Because it's just the number. I mean, I haven't really, taken good care with that. But but Spotify mostly, and online, Crushing the Video too, if you're feeling in a slightly darker space today and you want a bit of distortion and your guitar and a bit of angst, that's on a YouTube channel called Retro Rock. Can you believe it? Yeah, Retro Rock. But yeah, so there's a couple of those vids to check out. And I must make a quick shout out to Joe Moody from Wanaka, amazing cinematographer from Wanaka, who shot these. And he's great. And I'm hoping to do another one with him this year for the next song. So,
amazing. I absolutely love your work. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a fantastic day. Very excited to play True to our lovely listeners here at Radio 1 91 FM.
Thank you so much, Candace.
Yoo-hoo, legend. That was Gina Malcolm on her brand new single, and it is playing here for you right now. It is called True. It is gloomy and folky and just delicious. Open wide, 10:16 on your Thursday late breakfast. Keep it locked.
We wish we knew how to be true. We dance away. Strains of the day. We love, we hate. We can wait till the other.
was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.